We move now from a doctor using his nose to diagnose a disease to a patient using his mind to heal. Anne Harrington is author of The Cure Within, a history of mind-body medicine. She says much of mind-body medicine is based on stories about the power of positive thinking, the power of suggestion, or about the corrosive effect of stress in the modern world. Here's a case in point. Mr. Wright was dying of aggressive cancer when doctors gave him an experimental treatment he desperately wanted to believe in. At first, the results were astonishing.
Doctors said his tumors melted like snowballs on a hot stove, but this didn't happen to any of the other patients.
Harrington says Mr. Wright continued his stunning recovery until he found out that doctors believed his treatment was worthless.
And he relapsed almost immediately and was dead in 3 days.
Oh, my. So what's the message we take away from that? Because when I hear you tell that story, it suggests to me that the mind has a huge amount of power over the body.
And also, look how brittle that power might appear to be.
Mm.
Look how easily it can be undermined by the thwarting of hope. I am haunted by that story, and I think the message is very unclear.
Where does this belief in the power of suggestion come from? You write that it has its roots in the church.
There is a very important ritual of healing that it has its roots in, a ritual that goes back to medieval Catholicism, namely the ritual whereby an exorcist would compel a demon to leave the body of a possessed person. As you follow the history, what you see is this ritual of healing becomes first secularized, then psychologized, and it turns into a ritual whereby a different kind of authority figure, no longer a priest but a medical man usually or a hypnotist, is in a position to compel symptoms to depart from the body of no longer a possessed person but a sick person. And he does it now not by invoking the power of God but by invoking the power of his own mind and implanting suggestions in the allegedly more vulnerable mind of the patient. So this is the kind of ambivalent, even slightly dark story of mind-body medicine.
And why have we held on to these narratives for so long?
I believe that we need good narratives to make sense of our experiences when we're suffering. And the kind of narrative that modern medicine gives us about why we get sick and what we need to do to get better is extremely impersonal. It makes us wholly dependent on whatever kinds of treatments the doctor has in his black bag, but doesn't give any power to us generally to heal ourselves. The narratives of mind-body medicine do all these things.
They also answer the big questions, or at least seek to answer the big questions of why. Why me?
That's
why,
right?
Am I sick? Modern medicine doesn't do that for us, right?
That's right. That is one of the ways in which people feel disconnected or alienated from modern medicine. Modern medicine tends to tell you that things just happen.
In many ways, these narratives are so appealing to believe in. I mean, the idea that if I do yoga, I'm going to be healthy. I mean, that's something that I want to believe in because it makes me feel good for some reason. Does that make sense? Is that okay? Is that to be encouraged, I guess, based on the research that you've done?
Well, it depends, in a sense, what you think you want from these practices. If you want a better quality of life, they definitely provide that for an awful lot of people. If you're looking to yoga to cure you of your cancer, and by looking to yoga to do that, you may decide you're not going to do the chemo or the radiation therapy or have the surgery, then I think you might be, running a risk.
I know so many people who embrace this stuff who seem so adamantly anti-science, or at least anti-medicine. In other words, can they exist together?
I mean, I think even people who you say are anti-science or anti-medicine probably want to draw on the authority of some science, alternative science, holistic science, a more expansive understanding of science. But I also would say that science is only part of the reason why we're persuaded of the power of these ideas. And that isn't, I think, just trying to be coy. It's about trying to understand even personally the draw of these ideas, personal experience helps to explain the traction of these ideas in a very fast-changing, unfinished history.
Well, Anne Harrington, it's a fascinating book. Thank you for coming in and talking about it.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
That's Anne Harrington. She's a professor and chair of the History of Science Department at Harvard University. The book is The Cure Within, A History of Mind-Body Medicine.